You know, I will say that I came in here with a lot of baggage and a lot of kind of anxiety, kind of not knowing what to do here. And
Yeah.
you two really did hold my hand. And if you do get called out for being a horrible host, you tell
Yeah.
them that you helped me.
Thank you.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
Where two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
All right, well, welcome to Bad Behavior. It's me, Blair Payton.
And me, Sterling Mulberry. Oh my God, that's giving this. I'm blah, 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 blah. And this is my other half. It's giving like that, don't you think?
I haven't been in a relationship for so long, so I don't even know the mechanics of it anymore. I don't even know how sex works.
I think if you ever say this is my other half, no offense, jail.
Okay. Most of my relationships haven't really been long enough to warrant, hey, this is my other half, which is really bleak to say out loud.
I think there's no amount of time that warrants because nobody should be your other half. I think you should be whole on your own. Okay, so welcome to our show today.
I like a good whole on my own.
Oh,
hold on. Let me say it again. Oh, honey, I love a good whole on my own.
That was
Samantha.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Blair used to do this thing when he'd come and visit me on the Upper West Side when he lived in Brooklyn. And I don't know if it was just because I lived in Manhattan, but he would use that Samantha voice. I would say we would hang out maybe 5-6 hours. He'd be kind of doing that the whole time. Anywhere we went, he'd be like, whoa, 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 that's a pizza shop. But if I could put this pizza in my, like, everything. And it was funny. And it would be the classic comedy thing where it was funny. Then it wasn't. Then it was funny again because it was still going on. Then it wasn't. And then eventually, hour seven, we're laughing again. I miss that. But now that you live in Manhattan, you're not doing the voice anymore.
I really haven't done it in a long time. So I'm going to start doing it more.
No, pass. I want to say everyone come into his messages and say, please don't do that to Sterling. But whatever makes you, you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the good save. You know, speaking of New York, the last time you were in New York was right before you moved.
That's not even true. But I love that that is your last memory of me.
Oh, that's right.
I was there just even a few months ago.
I forgot. Well, the memory that really rung true with me was right before you moved, because it was just a moment of like, what's happening?
Yeah, it was giving what is going to happen in our
lives. I was
like,
I'm never going to see her again. So I think it was more trauma based.
Yeah. Well, what I kind of remember is we went to dinner and then I was like, let's go see a psychic. And I had never seen a psychic before, but I was interested in anyone telling me anything that could happen to me.
Yeah, it was like an office that was like connected to an apartment, and her child was in the other room watching TV, and he was like very loud. So a couple of times she had to open the door and be like, can you keep it down?
But she did say this. She was like, do you have any questions? And then she goes, do you have any wishes? She's kind of giving genie. And I had no idea if I could bring in wishes.
Yeah.
And I was like on the spot, like, well, you know, she says you have two wishes. Keep one to yourself and say one aloud. And that is a good question to ask yourself, because do you say the crazier one aloud or keep that one to yourself?
I swim in crazy constantly. So I probably said my craziest one out loud.
Do you remember what she said to you? And in this almost, I guess, our almost year anniversary, I guess it'd be May, but like, did anything come true?
Well, my one wish now is that I would have recorded what she said. But I was worried. I was like, maybe she has a thing about privacy and doesn't want her voice on my phone. I don't know what school of thought that was, but that's what I thought. I think I did tell her. I was like, please don't tell me if I'm going to die or how I'm going to die. Let me be surprised.
I don't know if I believe in psychics. I would say probably not. But I was like, this one seems a little phony. She was like, good things are going to happen to you in California. Then she said a man named Michael is going to come into my life who's going to change my career. And I have not met a Michael who has changed my career just yet.
Maybe Michael, hear me out. Maybe Michael is your guardian angel. And he's pushing you. And he's guiding you So whenever you have a thought of like, hey, I should do this TikTok about this topic, maybe it's Michael in your ear.
Yeah, it's all Michael's ideas. I've never generated any of my own ideas.
Yeah, they're all Michael.
They're all Michael, my guardian angel.
Michael, your guardian angel, starring John Travolta.
But then, yeah, and then I went up to a tarot witch out in LA.
Tarot witch? Is that her official title?
Yeah, she was a witch.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a sliding scale witch. And that one was pretty good, but then it was a very scary card she was pulling for me. It was like, the devil. And she just was like, you have so much healing work to do. And I was like, I can't tell you how uninterested I am in that. So that one was bad, but it was like fine. It was like very funny. And I kind of loved to go because I think it's just so funny and fun. It's just like scary when you're like, is this person really looking into my soul?
Well, I'm very fascinated and I'm totally open to going again because I did have a tarot card reading that happened on TikTok. It came up in my feed and like everything she said sounded like...
Oh, be careful with those.
Well, it sounded like she was talking about me. So I feel like it was pretty spot on. So apparently I'm expecting a windfall of money come the end of the month. So I'll keep you posted.
Wait, that is... I've actually been hearing about that this month. I've been getting those too. I think April is all about getting money and I'm interested.
Well, you know, Sterling, it doesn't take a psychic to know that we love glowing reviews. So if you are a new listener to the show, first of all, thank you so much for listening. And we're so happy to have you. But secondly, we would really love for you to go in that little review section and just say, hey, we're digging what we're listening to. And you know what? 5 stars is the icing on the cake. So if you want to do that as well, hey, by all means, we love it.
And tell a friend, because that's honestly how I hear about all the podcasts I love. And we're just still so new and fresh to the scene. So getting the word out would really help us out so much. Now, Blair, we have such a treat today. We are such big fans. You've seen her in Z-Way, Shrill. The list really goes on. Check out her podcast, Dr. Game Show. Please welcome our guest today, Joe Firestone.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for doing our podcast today. We're so happy to have you.
I'm thrilled to be here. I'm sorry. But I'm thrilled to be here.
I love to start on a note where you're just already apologizing.
Yeah, I think it's good what you're doing. I think it's really good what you're doing.
I'm so glad you said that because I've always looked to myself as just a public servant.
Yes.
You know, really telling people if they're right or wrong. And to have that validation from you is really great. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, so let's kick it off by finding out about you and how you handle conflict.
I would say I avoid it entirely. I think that I really admire people that handle the conflict. I think those people should obviously be in charge. I would say that on the whole, I'm always like, well, there's got to, like, is there a character in a Disney film that's like little and goes around scurrying around and fixes stuff?
I feel like one of those rats did.
Yeah, like Cinderella, one of those little mice.
Jub Jub.
Gus Gus.
Yep, Gus Gus, right. And so I would like the problem to be solved. I'm not going to run away from my problems. However, a confrontation is really,
avoid it.
Yeah.
Now, because you identified with Gus Gus from Cinderella, does that mean you're also a pretty good seamstress?
Yeah, I guess, it's not really one of my strengths. I have like three. And so it's kind of limited.
Well, what would you say are the three strengths you have?
Such a good question. I just had a job interview and in it, they asked me the same question. And I said riffing. And then I had nothing to say after that.
Well, hey, riffing is all about sort of the other person kind of bouncing it back to you.
Of course.
And so if they kind of weren't doing it on their end, so I would say you aced that interview and they failed as interviewers.
It's true. They did.
How long were you locked in an intense stare with the interviewer?
Yeah, a couple, I would say it felt long. It felt long. Yeah. What's time?
Now, okay, so you have been in charge and like run some shows before. So what has that been when you're kind of like more top dog and having to navigate kind of those situations? Because I'm sure there's a lot of either conflicts or decisions that constantly arise. Or are you still being little mouse, just running around and fixing things quietly?
The more like responsibility you have in these things, That just means that more people are mad at you, right? So it's like, yeah. If you, most of those jobs are just like, can people that you, that work for you be mad at you and the people that you work for also be mad at you? Uh-huh. Then you're great for that job. And so that's kind of what I'm pretty good at.
Have you ever considered this? Because I know of people who've done this where they kind of create a persona that they like, they name this persona that's like a strong person. And they'll be like, this person is like handling all the tough situations.
Who's doing that that you know?
Well, I know Beyonce does it. Oh. Sasha Fierce. So.
Yeah, it feels very 2012. It feels very lean in.
Well, you know, when you have something that works and has sustained success, you're going to, you know, keep doing it. So yes. Have you ever thought of being Beyonce is what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
I have not. In general, I would say, like, I make the best decisions when I'm calm. So I think to, like, have a stronger, more, like, confrontational personality, I would say that would be, like, if I was, I've never done cocaine, but if I was going to, like, if I was going to do cocaine, I would do it as somebody else. I'd do that kind of thing.
You would be Sasha Fierce doing cocaine.
Yeah. Jumbo is doing cocaine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We have a game for you today, if you're warmed up.
Now, would you prefer to play it, or would Jumbo want to play it?
Yeah, Jumbo wants to play.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a game we'd like to play on our podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is going to be a game on a scale of 1 being hell and 10 being heaven, where you would rank these kind of different behaviors. So you have a show at Littlefield called Butterboy. So we wanted to get your take on these other types of boys.
Okay.
All right, Blair, do you want to start us off with our first boy?
Number 1, pour over coffee boy. Heaven or hell?
Okay, I actually have questions. I don't understand the game. Okay, so.
Like a boy that has this as an obsession. As
okay, so we're talking about a human.
Human, yes, human.
We're not, oh, yes, and I know that a butter boy is not a human. It is, we kind of A to C and we forgot to B.
No, there's definitely.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling more Gen Z by the second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, thank God, because we're even millennials. We've never even guessed. Okay.
No, you, all right. In my mind, you're Gen Z.
I feel like I know what you did. You did that to buy more time so you could think of about course. It, to stew over it.
Pour over coffee boy.
Yes.
That's hell, because it takes so long to make the coffee. It makes
so long.
It takes so long, and you need to have a little kettle with a little, little thing at the end. And so I don't have that equipment.
I am going to say I am pour over coffee boy.
That's kind of interesting, Blair, because you also are a Dunkin' boy, which I feel like those two boys are usually, because the one I feel like is very like, I need my beans from this special place.
Well, so I became a new coffee drinker during the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a fun journey I went on. I was like, you know what? I want to be caffeinated for the whole day I'm at home. And so I really developed a taste for just like regular coffee. And my roommate had the pour over coffee. So I just was like, oh, this is kind of how you do it. But now, it depends on my morning. If it's a Saturday morning where I'm very leisurely and I want to be like, ooh, let's make some coffee and look out my window, that's like a, you know, alley, then I'll do it.
I see. Yeah. It does seem like a leisure. It seems
it's
like
a leisure.
Yeah.
It would, honestly, in my mind, I'm not thinking about that in the morning. In my mind, the coffee is you just got to get it in there fast. Yeah. I'd eat the beans whole. But then in the afternoon, it seems like a pour over is a nice situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. More leisurely. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, hot sauce boy.
I don't have hot sauce in the house because I keep forgetting to buy it. And I would say that when I do eat it, I think it's awesome.
Oh, so this kind of might be heaven for you because he has hot sauces on him all the time.
Yeah, so I say, oh, I'd love to try that. Oh, that sounds good. But I never think to have it in the house.
Yeah, I don't have any in the home either.
Oh, I do. I feel like this game might be an attack
Blair,
on me.
Blair, is this you?
Yeah.
Oh, Blair, oh no.
Well, don't worry. I wrote these, so we can drag him. Okay, the next one. The next one. I don't think you do this, though, Blair. Okay, city bike boy.
I never rode a city bike because they seem too tall for me. if they did city bike kids, I'd get on there really fast. I think that it seems like people get really mad at city bike users because they don't know how to bike. But as someone that doesn't know how to bike, I think everyone has a chance. Everyone deserves to kind of wield some wheels around New York City, kind of in the middle of traffic. I think that's everybody's right. So
that's heaven. Heaven. For you.
Heaven.
Okay.
Dangling earring boy.
Okay, I think that is heaven because it gives you the beautiful thing about conversation jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it gives you a conversation. Okay,
that's so true.
Where'd you get that? Why is it in there? What is it colored to be? What's the metal? Are you allergic? Yeah. Is your ear okay? You know, these are things that I think are really good. You know, just fresh, sit down.
I love that.
Get those things out of the way. Then you can really kind of connect.
The bonus is if you're kissing and he's like a terrible kisser, it gives you, you know, something to play with.
Yeah.
You know, like get through it, you know?
Right. It would be wonderful if it got all the way down and you could stick it in your mouth. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That could be wonderful. All right. Next. A coexist bumper sticker boy. That's a boy who has the coexist bumper sticker on his car. In New York City. So he has a car in New York City.
Okay, that's pretty cool that he has a car in New York City. Just so cool to meet all these boys. you know, I would say that at this point, I don't know if they kept making those coexist stickers. They might have stopped making those in 2009. But if they got a fresh one, it's fresh.
It's fresh.
I don't know. It is kind of a retro take. I don't think anyone really wants to coexist now. So I would say maybe it's that's a purgatory. I'll put it
that's a purgatory. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Next one. Big headphone boy.
I prefer big headphone to those AirPods. Because AirPods, I don't know. I talk to people for minutes at a time before they say, I'm actually listening to something right now. So I think that it's nice to be explicit about things like that.
Do you guys have the AirPod headphones?
I do.
Do you notice that they sometimes fit better in the winter than in the summertime? Have you noticed that?
What?
I feel like...
No?
Okay. Well, because I've noticed like in the wintertime, they're snug. And then like, I don't know, in the summertime, they seem to fall out more. I don't know if it's like sweat or my ear holes expand.
Okay, that's some wild stuff because in the summertime, rings actually get thicker. It's harder to wear rings.
Yeah, I would actually have thought the opposite. Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Okay.
What's going on?
I don't know.
We got to get you to the doctor ASAP. Okay, next one. Zip up vest boy. There's a boy who's wearing those zip up vests.
I think vests are awesome, and I want to get one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so cool. I have been looking at people wearing vests. They are just the right temperature.
Do you have a favorite? Do you like the puffer or just like the regular fabric kinds?
The puffer looks really cool.
As a girl who used to work in Midtown East for like 5 years, the zip-up vest, that is a type of boy, I say, I don't know if that's looking cool. It's looking like he just came from his finance job, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
But he has money.
And this is a capitalism podcast. So.
Okay, right.
That's what we care about, is just money. We forgot that was actually our thesis, so. But no, I don't own a vest, but I do think some vests can be cool. So I think depending on what area of the city you are, that really makes a huge difference.
I think it would be awesome to wear a vest.
Pro vest.
I think we could probably make that happen for you. They're readily available. Okay. All right, Blair, next one.
Strava boy.
Now, do you know what Strava is?
Help.
Okay. So it's an app. It's that running app that runners are so into. And specifically, if I can paint a picture, it's an app that tracks your run. So this is someone who's very into running, but sometimes they may like to make little patterns. So they'll be like, oh, there have been some cute one, like around the holidays, they'll make like, I saw my friend for like Hanukkah one year did a Strava run where he kind of made a menorah.
I'm going to go ahead and say hell. Okay. I'm going to say hell boy. That's okay. That movie. Oh, I just think that it's, I don't ever plan to run and I can't relate, but that's, you know, coexist, I guess.
Puka shell necklace boy. That's even in the year 2023. He's rocking a puka shell necklace.
I mean, honestly, combined all these things, you think that this guy's king. I want to go ahead and say heaven because this person is going to tropical places, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd hope.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get on board, maybe you get a little vacay out of it.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, love.
To go on a vacation with someone who buys necklaces?
Well, I don't know about amazing, but if maybe we got a little discount on the trip, that would definitely be great.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
All right. And our grand finale, Crypto Boy.
Still don't understand it, but I would say it seems bad from what I've read and heard from those around.
I know nothing about it, so why is it bad?
There was an article this week that was like, pollution, the NFTs, I still don't quite understand it. And there's that guy with the shorts, who actually I do think maybe wore puka shell necklaces himself. That,
wow. Yeah. I should read the news more, apparently.
And I don't really understand money at all, but I understand like 100 cents goes into a dollar, right? So yeah. I think it's like, if you're going to start a new money, it's got to be something they could teach children.
So this one's a hell for you.
Well, incredible. Well, that was our game today. Thank you so much for playing.
Wow. Thank you. Great game. Gorgeous. Loved it.
Now, speaking of games, you have a game. I feel like you've known for lots of different games in terms of comedy, but you have a card game called Fruits. How did that game come about?
So the game, I was like, I think there should be a game you can play with two or more people.
Okay.
And I think it should have fruits on it.
Okay.
And then I got this guy, Josh Knapp, who does a lot of games. He created a lot of games for The Tonight Show, and he writes on That's My Jam, and he's writes crossword puzzles. He's got a good brain. And so we collaborated, and we made it together so that it really did make more sense than just the original pitch. I did have like an event. Like I was trying to do these because I guess with games, it's you don't really do it for the money. That's, you know, tell Mr. Checkers. It takes a while for people to understand what it is and why they would want it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So I did like a night where I was like, oh, I'll be here at this game store and you can come and I'll play with you. I'll teach you how to play. I'll do demonstrations. And I was going there and I was like, I'm going to get killed. Like somebody's going to come and kill me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then once I was there and nobody showed up to kill me, nobody showed up at all. And I was like, oh no, this is even worse than being killed. And so that was, you know, but a few people ended up showing up. What would you all prefer? Nobody showing up to your event or being killed if you had to?
We kind of once had a show where literally zero people showed up. We said, do we still do it? And we did.
You did?
We did. Because then one, you'll never believe what's actually, I'll pivot. This is even worse than actually, I believe those two options. And that's this. A family on vacation shows up, one daughter, two parents. And we said, and this is the first time we've ever actually done a show that was all audience participation. And so when it's that, nobody shows up except for two parents and one kid. So actually, I would say that's worse. But I mean, obviously, if the murder happens, that's the worst of them all. I guess at least then you know you have a fan.
Sure.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think we've come to the time of the show where we're going to dive into potentially a story that you might have brought us here today, a little moral conundrum that we can kind of deep dive into.
So I live in a building and the door seals shut. The front door seals shut. It takes me almost 5 to 10 minutes to leave the house sometimes.
Okay. Is that like a suction? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know what is happening, but it's too strong and I can't get out. And yesterday, I was leaving as somebody was coming in, and together strength, it took 3 minutes to get the door open.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So this is what you'd call kind of a scary. It's kind of scary. Okay. So because you can't leave. However, I might have used this as a way to get a 2-year lease. Okay. So I complained about it, and I said this is a pretty big fire hazard, and I don't want to imagine what could happen.
Okay.
It was kind of threatening. And then before you know it, I got a 2-year lease. So I'm in here for 2 years.
Did you get a discounted rate or?
No, I did not. Do you think I did it wrong?
I mean, I'm interested in this more because I do, my renewal is coming up, so.
You should glue the doors shut.
Okay. Okay.
Wow, I have a lot of thoughts on this already. Okay, wait, so you approached them. Did you say I would like a 2-year lease? Or they just said, shh, what about a 2-year lease?
I asked for a 2-year lease. They said no. And then I got stuck inside for 10 minutes, which I'd say was a little on the scary side. It's happened multiple times now. And I did send an email saying that this was a pretty big issue. And then they did give me my 2-year lease after saying no to it.
Okay, well, one, I am living, you'll never believe now, in the town of Los Angeles. And that is because I emailed my leasing company because they raised my rent famously in the year 2022 by so much money. I said, no way. So I did a similar thing. I emailed them. I said, hey, just, I did this. I did sort of similar route, but I wanted to remind them how bad my apartment was.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, hey, just reminding, I'm the apartment that I don't have a door to my bedroom. I'm in a fifth floor walk up and no laundry. And you did double my whole rent. And they said, yeah, no, we remember your unit. That's correct. And they said, please, we would love you to get out even sooner so we could raise that rent. So I'm so proud of you that they did something for once, because I was writing emails all the time. So that's incredible that they actually, well, did something.
Here's my question. So, okay, you express concern about, you know, not being able to leave the building, which I feel like is huge, especially, like you said, if a fire happens.
Mm-hmm. Flood.
Flood.
That's true. You never know now.
Rats, you know, any number of
things. Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you even want to stay in that building? You can't. I mean, obviously, you can't leave.
Why are you trying to stay? I mean, other than that, to find an apartment in New York City is absolutely terrible.
Because I feel like, too, they should offer you, like, a discounted rate. I feel like that would be the, like, the sweet spot.
That I have not figured out how to do. I would say that they did. Yes, why am I not... Okay, and the answer is there has been no animals, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is one of the first apartments I've lived in where there has not been an animal.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? And I will say that over Christmas there was something scratching, and I don't know what it was, but I have not heard it since.
Okay.
Now, would you say there's no animals because the door is sealed so shut?
Yeah, I'd say so. There was, sometimes I find bees in my apartment, but besides that, I would say it's pretty good. There's another thing.
Okay.
And that is that some people, when they've come to the apartment building, have said that there's an odd vibe.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we did walk past a tour group of young people, and they were in front of my building, and... You know, we were, you know, there is always the hope that it's an architecture tour, but, you know, I don't think that's a young person's thing. And, you know, what is a young person's thing?
iPhone.
Murder podcast. I don't know.
Ghosts.
Oh, ghosts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ghost tours.
This, I don't want to scare you, but I want to circle back to something you said. You said you emailed them, I wouldn't want anything to happen, which sounded a little ominous to me. And I almost wonder... Is the company bamboozling you? Because they were like, now, is this woman going to do something to our building? I wouldn't want anything to happen. Let's lock her into a longer lease. Because why would she want to destroy the building now if she's still staying there? Now, have you ever thought about it this way?
That's interesting. Can I just say one? I mean, just one other thing about the building, just okay. to put it
yeah,
into
no, please,
your
please,
heads.
Please, please, okay. please.
There's an elevator. But it only fits one person.
Okay.
And it's got a little grate. It's like, yeah. And then you have to swing open the door.
What floor do you live on? Do you have to use this elevator a lot?
Four.
Okay.
Okay.
I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Were you able to move in your mattress in that one person elevator, or did you do the stairs?
We did the stairs. Yeah.
So it's basically the moral conundrum today is basically good or bad to kind of remind a leasing company mm-hmm. that they should kind of make sure buildings are safe. And because they're not kind of maybe doing that, they should be giving their tenants to your leases, which is, again, something to ask for that is so little. We actually think we could probably deem you bad just for not asking for more, probably for being locked in your building.
Well, in hearing this story, so many layers, and it was quite a journey for sure. It sounds like a scary place. My only problem is when you did reach out via email, you said, I'd hate for anything to happen. And when you send an email and there's no emotion behind it, and naturally, like if I got that, I would be like, whoa, I'm being threatened. And these are people that are just, you know, having to handle a lot of people at the same time, you know, they're just, mm-hmm. it's so hard to make everyone happy. We know this as performers.
Of course.
So
when three people come to our show. Yeah.
And to be threatened like that must have been so scary. So because of that, I'm leaning a little bad, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I think I'm leaning bad that you didn't go further. I think if you had mentioned at least the bees and the ghosts, I think if you could have kind of tied those in, gotten a little discount, mm-hmm. then I think I would lean more good. I mean, I think obviously altogether it's good. We're not trying to be a pro-landlord on our capitalism podcast today. So, Joe, you have officially been deemed
bad behavior.
Yeah.
Because of what you've done, we have a very slight punishment for you today. Okay. So we have a celebrity apology that we would love you to read today. Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules.
Mm. When you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Call me ignorant, but I'm not going to stop living.
Wow.
Wow. That was about her response to the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
I think this kind of rings true for your situation because you are going to keep living in that apartment.
Because you can't get out.
If you couldn't leave a building, is that a deal breaker for you to not be in the building anymore?
I think the animals, I would take not leaving an apartment over animals any day. As a girl who had bed bugs, mice, everything you can get in New York, I'd rather have a stuck door.
I mean, I live near a Taco Bell and I just, you know, I get hungry. And if I couldn't leave to get my Mexican pizza, if I was just trapped, I could die of starvation, you know, because I rarely grocery shop.
Now, the real question is, would you rather not be able to get out or get in? Like, I would rather be stuck inside my building than outside. Like, if it was doing like 5 minutes on the outside, I would hate that more than 5 minutes on the inside, because at least in the winter, you're staying warm.
I see. Yeah, there is something pretty chilling about being on either side. But I think that it's good to kind of know what you're more comfortable with, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And it's hard to say. If I had to go to the bathroom, maybe it would be different. I guess it depends if I had to go to the bathroom.
What a great place to wrap it up.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast. Thanks so much for bringing your story. You did an incredible job. I absolutely loved that. To deep dive into the New York City apartment market, one of my favorite topics always.
You know, I will say that I came in here with a lot of baggage and a lot of kind of anxiety, kind of not knowing what to do here. And you two really did hold my hand. Both hands were held. And, you know, if anybody ever says you two are nasty hosts, you're so horrible, you know, you should never be forgiven, just know that what you did today was something I'll remember my whole life. Mm. And if you do get called out for being a horrible host, you tell them that you helped me.
Thank you.
I love that. I appreciate that so much. Mm-hmm. Now, before we wrap up on this beautiful, beautiful note, can you tell our listeners where to follow you, any upcoming shows you want to plug?
I'm going on a little mini tour in June. And then, so you could go to that if you lived in one of 6 cities, and then you can, yep, that's, there you go, that'll be it.
And where can they get tickets? On your website?
Yes, they can get tickets on my website.
Okay.
Yes.
JoeFirestone.com. It'll be in the description.
Oh, that's great.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Menards has what you need to beat the heat. From bottled water to air conditioners and fans, we have everything in stock to keep you from overheating. Patio umbrellas are simple but effective ways to cool down while outside. We also carry a wide assortment of sprinklers, pools, popsicles, and more to help keep the kids cool. Stock up and stay cool with help from Menards. Save me.